This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Viv Govender from Rand Swiss. Viv, appreciate the time. Today we had NVIDIA results out last week. As has become fairly standard, it kind of knocked it out the park. I imagine it must be a stock you're holding in the AI fund that you're running there at Rand Swiss. What was your take on the numbers? I mean, they are just producing quarter after quarter of astounding growth.
Yes, it's by far our best performer, well over 100% return so far, and it's only been about a year since we've held it. It was one of our larger positions at the start, and now with the growth it's had, it's basically the largest. So yeah, we've held it until now, and the reasoning is pretty simple. I mean, the comp that people have around these numbers is, or the comparison they have historically is that they're comparing NVIDIA to Cisco back in the day, if you remember. And Cisco was basically something that also had a massive rise and then fell after the internet bubble burst in the early 2000s. I think the main difference between what NVIDIA is doing and what Cisco is doing is that Cisco was doing stuff that had two issues. Firstly, it was very easy to get overcapacity. Mm-hmm. By which I mean that once you had the ability to basically, if you look at what happened in the internet in the late 90s, early 2000s, that it was overbuilt. And then it took a bit of time for video and stuff to come through to actually use up some of the capacity that was created. NVIDIA has no such problem. If you look at just right now, XAI, which is Elon Musk's AI company, just raised $6 billion for a $24 billion valuation. And most of that's going to go to NVIDIA.
Yeah, he said he needed 100,000 specialized semiconductor chips. Most of those are going to come from NVIDIA.
Exactly. And Microsoft is spending, as I mentioned to you before, the biggest infrastructure spend in human history. This is by a company. And this is comparing them to countries. I mean, we're talking about more per year that was spent to go to the moon, more per year that was spent to build the US freeway system, highway system. That's the kind of money we're talking about here. And one company is doing that, and Meta is following, and Amazon is following, and Apple is likely following secretly in the background. No one knows exactly what they're doing, but everybody is doing something like this. And not just companies, but countries as well. I mean, it's the Saudis, it's the French, and so on. And all that money goes to NVIDIA. But the thing is that what's different between NVIDIA and Cisco, beyond just the fact that demand doesn't seem to be lacking off anytime soon, is that what NVIDIA is doing is much more difficult than what Cisco was doing. Yeah. There is very little ability to step in and do what NVIDIA is doing. I mean, the whole of China cannot compare what NVIDIA is doing right now. Okay? They are multiple years behind. This is the second or first largest economy in the world, a very developed economy, in relative terms. And they are still years behind what NVIDIA is doing. So yeah, that's the difference. The question that arises is this value justified? And it's only justified if AI continues to do what's called scaling. Scaling means that you don't have to add any new special source. All you do is add more computing power and more data, and you get better results. We will know by the end of this year when GPT-5 comes out if that's true or not. If GPT-5 is not right now they have Claude, they have GPT-4.0, mm-hmm. and so on. And the thing is that you don't know the difference, quite frankly. You can't look at Claude and say, this is definitively different or better than GPT-4.
Yeah.
You could do that for GPT-4 versus GPT-3, right? You need to see the same difference between GPT-4 and GPT-3 from GPT-5 to GPT-4 for this valuation to continue. If GPT-5 comes out and you really can't tell the difference between GPT-5 and GPT-4 without doing some fancy tests, then I would have some serious doubts about the valuation of NVIDIA then.
Yeah, but I take your point. Then I'm looking at the chart of earnings per share, market cap, revenues, free cash flow. They've kind of moved in sync. I mean, it hasn't got that far ahead of itself. And you mentioned around capacity. I mean, from the latest results, they were saying demand for the H200 in the Blackwell exceeds supply. They will have new chips out at some point. I don't know when. But it's everyone. You mentioned it's the Google, the Amazons, the Metas. It's also Real Madrid, it's Volvo. There's just no one else out there with this. To your point of Cisco, they were network switches. We could produce them. NVIDIA is just that far ahead of anybody else.
That is exactly. I mean, I had an engineering guy tell me once that you must understand that computer chips, if you play these games like Civilization or Age of Empires, they have what's called a tech tree.
Yeah.
And there's things you choose to specialize on. The chips that NVIDIA are making are pretty much the deepest down the tech tree of any technology humanity makes. It's much deeper down the tech tree than, for instance, what Elon Musk is doing going to space or what Volvo is doing building cars or whatever. Because we literally are bumping in some cases against the actual limits of physics, of what it's capable of actually being as small as possible, of the distance between the different conductors inside the chip and so on. is literally at the limit of what physics is allowing, or almost there. You're getting any smaller than this, you could have like quantum effects where, you know, things are not certain and so on. Nothing else we do gets close to that. It's a very complicated kind of industry. And obviously, you know, it's very hard to mimic. And that's the one compass I want people to understand, is that this is the most difficult thing people are doing at the moment. These machines that ASML builds out at Holland, that TSMC is using, are costing, you know, multiple billions per machine to create. You have like a significant chunk of the entire electricity of Taiwan being used to build these, to operate these factories. And you're pretty much absorbing the entire engineering and manufacturing, you know, talent of an entire country like Taiwan to create these machines. And NVIDIA, of course, is building into that. And the second part I want people to understand is this, okay, the stuff that we talk about NVIDIA and you know, Microsoft and so on, right now there is a danger because about four companies, over a third of demand for NVIDIA chips. But this is only because they are training right now. Once we get to a point where we actually are going to start doing what's called inference, which is actually using these machines or using these computers, these systems at home or wherever, firstly, if you have the envision of the AI system, like your AI assistant, who's going to basically be able to help you with your life and figure out everything in your life, that thing's going to have to know a lot about you, a hell of a lot about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you want that to sit on a cloud somewhere, or do you want that to sit on your personal PC?
Yeah.
And that is going to be even more demand for NVIDIA products.
Yeah, I take your point on that. We have seen with the Microsoft Surface and their new AI appointed computers, where you want to do it on the machine rather than in the cloud. And I particularly like your point around, let's see what ChatGPT-5 looks like. Viv Govender, Rand Swiss, always appreciate the time. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.